Blog Talk Radio.
Get this on sale. To Elohim Speaks. We're here live and in living color 2 days in a row. That's amazing. Took me a few minutes to get on, but I got on. We're going to start with an assertion here. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reap what you sow. By doing this, I will be walking the path of delight, and I will get what I want. Okay. Our slogan is love with the act to make others feel good through one aim and one destiny. Okay. Now, we always talk about love for the first 5 minutes. Love is a topic that we could talk about for 2 hours every night. But we're just going to give 5 minutes of it because I think it's so important that we really learn how to love each other. You know, we talk about brotherhood and sisterhood and all that stuff. You know, we talk about families and everything, how we're going to come together. And we're a mess out there, you know. Children ain't speaking to the adults. Adults ain't speaking to the children. Sometimes the children ain't speaking to the children. We're not talking to some of the friends. We live in a neighborhood. Most of us don't even know the people that live on our own block. That's how bad it is out there. And it's because of the culture under which we're being trained. Like it or not, this is a dog-eat-dog culture. So when you're under a doggy dog culture, the empathy and all that stuff kind of get away from you because you're worrying about what's best for you and yours, not the whole planet. So, well, that statement takes us into another area. We ain't going there right now. But I just want to talk about love. Love is an act to make others feel good. If you're going to commit an act, okay, and it's not going to make the person that you're committing the act on feel good, don't commit act. It's so important. Not only are we talking about what you do physically, but we're talking about what you're saying out your face. Because you'd be surprised how powerful words are and how you hurt each other by what you're saying, or how you hurt each other sometimes by what you're not saying. I remember as I grew up, all my life, my father never once told me, he said, "Son, I love you." Because during that time, men didn't talk like that. He showed me every day that he loved me because he put food on the table, clothes on my back. Every Christmas, I had what I was supposed to have. Easter, I was dressed to a T. All this has shown his love. But he never once said it. And I knew he loved me, even though he never said it. Sometimes, it's good to hear it. It's good to hear you tell your children, "Look, I love you. I'm proud of you." Sometimes we might not be as proud as we want to be, but we still have something in the children to be proud about. And we need to find that something and let them know what it is, okay? Because no child is all good, no child is all bad. There's things in there that you can give your children, and you might not realize it, but believe me, your children need that. They need that, "Hey, son, hey, daughter, I love you, man. I love you," and give them a big hug or whatever you want to do, Well, you might not be able to hug nobody now with the coronavirus sneaking up on everything, but tell them that you love them. It makes a big difference. And, a lot of guys, a lot of females, you're in a relationship, and you don't take the time. You used to tell them that you love them all the time. Then after you've been in a relationship for a while, you don't say, "I love you" no more. There's always something going on, Father said, that keeps you from saying that. "He made me so mad yesterday," or "She made me so mad yesterday." That was yesterday. Leave yesterday to yesterday. Today is today. If they said something to piss you off yesterday, start the day off with "I love you." And it will really, really make a difference, okay? Make a difference in your day, make a difference in your outcome. I'm talking to somebody, they living in the same house, and he talked to his wife in a week. I'm saying, how is that possible? If you eat together, you pass me the coffee, you got to say something. You know what I mean? Pass me the milk or the potatoes or whatever you're eating. Not happening, And, I told him, "Look, tune into the radio show, man. Both of y'all need to tune in, Just listen to a different concept, a different mindset when it comes to love and what love is, okay?" Well, we only going to have 5 minutes is up for love, so we're going to get into into the main topic today. And I like this topic. We're talking about health. I didn't pull my books out today because we're just going to go through the question and answer thing. If you don't answer the questions, I answer them myself, But I just want to throw the questions out there. And these are things that questions I'm re-asking. These are things that you really don't ask yourself when it comes to health. Those of you who are on the line who have been on one of my health shows before, you kind of might have an idea of what I'm getting ready to do, The first question is the 3 meal a day diet, the 3 meal a day diet versus the 1 meal a day diet, which one is better for you? Okay. Well, the board didn't lit up, so everybody got no answer to that question. So let me talk about the 3 meal a day diet or the 1 meal a day diet. I don't care if you eat 1 meal a week or 1 meal a day, 3 meals a day or 10 meals a day. It ain't so much about the timing that you eat as opposed to what you eat. You know what I mean? If you eat junk food once a day, you're in trouble. You eat junk food three times a day, you're in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So the 3 meal a day diet versus the 1 meal a day diet, that's hype. That's just to get you talking. The object is, what are you eating during the 3 meals a day? What are you eating during the 1 meal a day? You know what I'm saying? If you're eating properly, it doesn't matter whether it's 3 meals a day or 1 meal a day. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get into 4 and 5 meals a day. You don't need that one. Give your system no time to rest at all. I wouldn't suggest anybody eat more than 3 meals a day if you're eating. I don't care what you're eating or how healthy it is, you know. And you have to curtail your snacks. Now, that's one of my problems. I love munchies during the day, you know. And I have to back up off of that because each time you eat something, it puts your entire digestive system goes to work. Even just a couple of potato chips or a piece of candy, your whole digestive system goes into operation because that's how it works. That's how your digestive system works, okay? So now let's talk about what you should be eating. Now, the question, this is the question a lot of the health gurus ask yourself, what you should be eating. No, that's not the question, okay? The question is, why are you eating? Why are you eating will determine what you're eating. If you don't know why you're eating, then you won't know what you're eating because it don't matter what you're eating because you don't know why you're eating. Okay? Let's just go through some of the questions. I've done this show before, and I think it's a good day to do it again. So I want to do this show again. Okay? Now, once you ask yourself why you're eating, here's a question. Are you eating to gain weight? Okay? Now, if you're eating to gain weight, you have a specific diet that you eat based on the carbohydrates and all the stuff that you're eating, that you put on a few pounds, okay? That will determine what you're eating. Now, if you're eating to lose weight, okay, then you're going to cut back on the carbs, cut back on this, cut back on that. That's going to determine what you eat, okay? Now, if you're eating to live longer, okay, then you have to manage a totally different diet because you're not trying to get fat, not trying to get skinny. You're just trying to increase the longevity of your life. You see what I'm saying? Once you think in terms of why you're eating, that determines what you're eating. Are you eating just to stay healthy? That's another thing. You can eat healthy without actually – now, that's actually, it sounds like an oxymoron. Can you eat healthy? And can you not eat healthy? I got to think about that myself. How about that? If you're eating healthy, will that ensure you longevity? You follow what I'm saying? Or do you have to eat for longevity to be healthy and have longevity? That's how that came out. Unbelievable. Boy, I didn't think about that question when I was typing it up. You know what I mean? Now, if the... Here's the question that most people in this culture do not ask themselves when they're eating. So that's why most of us are sick and we're not eating properly because we're constantly creating a lot of defective cells. The question is, are you eating to make that perfect cell that we talk about? Because the body recreates all those cells or makes all those cells every 7 years. It duplicates all those cells. Now, are you bringing the body into defective cells or perfect cells? Can you eat to make that perfect cell? Boy, you have to get the right guy now because that's why I eat, okay? Later on, some of you can click in and tell me why you're eating. You know, a lot of you, I know you're going to be clicking in because you don't think about why I'm eating. I mean, you know, here's another question. I was supposed to ask this question before I asked the last question about the cells. Are you eating just because somebody said you got to eat? So you go to McDonald's or anywhere. You don't care. As long as it's something that they say is food, you gobbling it up. You know what I mean? You might eat a steak sandwich or whatever you're going to eat. You know, you just go get some food because somebody said you got to eat every day. So you don't care what you're eating as long as you're eating, you know. That's the worst kind of mindset because then you get obese, you get You get all kinds of sickness. I mean, you really get sick when you're just eating because you think you're supposed to be eating, not thinking about why you're eating, okay? Now, let's talk about that perfect cell. I like to talk about the perfect cell because that's what caused me to make up the diet that I'm on, okay? Now, the body, when you get on this diet dealing with the perfect cell, it's really, your body really has to make a pretty good adjustment, all right, because you're eating specifically to bring about that perfect cell. And in my mind, okay, you know, I say people are legend in their own mind. I shouldn't say that, but I'm saying it in my mind, right, I'm eating to clock to be here until I'm 200. That's my goal, 200 years, all right? So in order to eat that way, I have to bring forth that perfect cell. So I have to get my body adjusted, my mind adjusted mostly, not so much my body, because we're used to eating certain things. That's what I say. I still have trouble with my munchies, you know what I mean? Certain things I'm not supposed to be eating, especially after I've eaten that big vegetable meal, you know? And I'm really supposed to carry that because I like eating one meal a day. That works better for me if I get everything in at the right time, you know. But sometimes I still get the munchies, and I'll do a little munch thing. I'm not supposed to do that. Now, the body takes 80 to 90 minerals, okay, based on your system, based on how you've been eating and what's going on. Sometimes you might be lack certain minerals because of the way you've been eating, but it takes 80 minerals, 80 vitamins and minerals. And these five vegetables, I made up a chart, exactly what's in these five vegetables. And these five vegetables will give you those 80 minerals, except for enough vitamin A and vitamin B4, okay? You get the, that's the one cup of collard greens, one cup of broccoli, one cup of Brussels sprouts, one cup of green peas, and one cup of... I always see that. I get the four, and the last one just don't want to come in for, oh, string beans. Okay, so that's the five vegetables. So those five vegetables give you everything that you need except for the vitamin A and the vitamin B4. Now, for the vitamin B4, you put a little sage, see? You put some sage in the sage in that seasoning. And for the extra vitamin A, you can use paprika. Right, I use paprika because I don't like my food hot and spicy. You can use paprika or the red pepper. I forget what it's called. It'll come to me in a minute. But those two things will give you the extra vitamin A in your diet. I only use a teaspoon of each. A teaspoon, maybe a teaspoon of, no, yeah, a teaspoon of sage and a teaspoon of paprika. I put them in there, and that completes my diet. And when I eat that meal, I'm getting everything I need right then, all right? Now, that's the difference between the one meal a day and three meals a day. On the three meals a day, they break up your nutrients and minerals over the course of the day. That's not how the body creates those, make those cells. I use the cake in the oven analogy. You know, those who have listened to the show before, and you've heard my cake and the cake in the oven analogy, so I'm going to spit that out right now. Making that perfect cell is like baking a cake. If you put all the ingredients in the oven, right, and you put the oven on the right temperature, that cake will come out beautiful. If you leave out the baking powder, you leave out the sugar, leave out the milk, if you leave out one of them ingredients, you're going to have a lopsided cake. It's not going to be a perfect cake, okay? 98.6 degrees. That's the temperature that your body is working at. And when you put those minerals in there with the chemicals and stuff that come that the body uses to break all that stuff down, that makes that perfect cell. And it distributes the different nutrients through the pores in your veins. That's how the nutrients is getting to the different parts of the body that needs it. You know, you got different sized pores in your veins. A lot of people don't know that, but you do. You have different sized pores in your veins, just like you have different sized veins. And based on what the body needs at that particular place, when the blood is circulating, it drops those minerals and nutrients off. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you just got to do the research yourself because it's all in there. This is 2020, and the internet is here. So you can Google anything and find out what you need to find out about yourself, your body, and what's going on. So by doing that, that will take you into, right, making the perfect cell. That's why I eat. I eat to make the perfect cell, okay? Now, now, you Bible thumpers out there, okay, I'm a Bible thumper, I'm going to let you know that, okay, because it's a very, very powerful book if you know how to read it. Now, we're talking about diet. What did God tell the people in the beginning about what they're supposed to eat? If you go to Genesis 1:29, it says, "And God said, behold, I have given you every herb seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit and the yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat." That's what it says. That's what the Bible describes as meat. Herbs, seed-bearing plants and fruits. That's what the Bible describes for you as meat. Now, what did the 1% do? Oh, man, we got to get these guys eating their flesh. So instead of him calling flesh flesh, he started calling flesh meat. My sister asked me, "Do you eat meat?" I said, "I eat meat." "Oh, I thought you didn't eat meat." "I eat meat as prescribed in Genesis 1:26. Now, she's a real churchgoer, you know. "What do you mean?" I said, "Read it for yourself." And she reads it, and she said, "Well," I mean, she reads the Bible every day. But you can read a thing and read a thing. That's why it says, "Let those have ears hear, let those have eyes see." Because they read in a book and don't even follow the doggone book, but they got this mindset of theirs. You know what I mean? They ain't talking to each other. One religious group ain't talking to another religious group. And all the books are the same. From the Quran, Bhagavad Gita, they're all the same book. If once you understand what the books are, they're all the same book. I read them all. You know what I'm saying? And they're all the same book. But back to the diet thing, you're supposed to be, okay, not eating flesh according to the rules and some of the information that was given to you by your ancestors in the Bible, okay? Your ancestors wrote this down to you so that you could be healthy, so that you will live long, because according to the book, the lifespan of men and women is supposed to be 900 and something years. Come on, that's how long you're supposed to be living. We live 100, 102. We say, "Oh, man, I made it." And now you're just a baby. You're just a baby, you know? And the way you've been eating has cut your life short, okay? Now, here's something. I was going to talk about this after the break, but I'm going to throw this in here now. They have what is called a Lifesarian Institute, okay? It's in California. These brothers or sisters, they don't eat no food whatsoever. They exist of what's in the air called prana. It's a substance in the air called prana. Now, all of the Indian books, I'm not talking about Indians from this country, from India, Pakistan, those guys over there, they know about this pranic substance. Okay? In fact, they have a video of a guy who's 14 or 15 and went and sat under a tree for 5 years. And no food and nothing was given to them. They videotaped the whole 5 years. They got under the tree, get nourishment from the tree and from the sun. You know what I'm saying? So, and these guys, you can look up the Lifesarian Institute in California, and they say when they come into a city, if the city's polluted, they drink a little orange juice. That's it. But they don't eat food. Now, when they first started, this was years ago, about 20 years ago, when I first heard about these guys, 20 or 30 years ago, it would cost a little or no money to hook up with these guys. Now it costs $10,000 just to go down there and spend time with these guys because of the notoriety that they've gained, and the upper middle class has gotten in on it. Once they get on it, the price of everything drops up because they'd like to live a certain lifestyle, you know, So they coming in to your group, they want to live a certain lifestyle. They don't mind paying the money to live the lifestyle that they want to live. That's why the prices kick up. You know what I'm saying? But you do not have to eat food at all. You follow what I'm saying? Now, when you go back into, when you go back into the Bible, into the book, like, you know, I'm a Bible thumper, Adam and Eve, right, they didn't see themselves because they were incorporeal. They weren't physical beings, okay? They didn't see themselves until they ate physical food. Once they ate physical food, their vibratory frequency changed. And they went from incorporeal to corporeal. That's why they was able to see. They got to start grabbing leaves to cover themselves. Yo, man, then I was exposed like this. And then they were dealing with God. But once they ate the physical food, God came to them physically. They heard him walking. You heard him walking towards them. They got to have feet or something to be walking out there, but somebody can hear it. The information that's in that book is amazing. But like I say, we don't know how to read it. And those of you who talk about, well, I want to be vegan, I want to be a vegetarian, you're not sure what you want to be, but you're into the church, and you're going to church, praying, giving them all your money and everything. Well, I give money to the church too, especially when they got the music up there, because I don't go to the clubs, you know. So when I hear good band and stuff, man, them church bands be kicking. And I don't mind giving them the money. Same thing, if I'm going to see Beyonce, I give them money. So what I give to the church? So I'm just saying, you know. I don't get a 10%, but I'm just saying, you know. When I go to give something, I don't mind paying for it, you know. But I don't want to get off track here. Those of you who are into the Bible, it tells you right in Genesis that your flesh wasn't prescribed for you. What was prescribed for you was herbs and seed bearing plants from the trees and fruit and stuff. That's what was prescribed for you. You follow what I'm saying? Not flesh. So when you pick up chicken or some pork chop or some beef or something, I understand you're not eating meat as prescribed in the book that was given to you by your ancestors to keep you healthy. You're eating what was given to you by this culture who don't want you to live past 65 because they don't want to give you that money. You know what I'm saying? So by the time you're 40 or 50, they want you on some kind of medication, some kind of drugs for the rest of your life. That's what the dietary plan is coming from the 1%. Okay. Okay, but the Bible has something different for you in mind. It has you being here at least 100 or 200 years like it ain't nothing, you know? I mean, we live in 80, 90 years now. You know what I mean? A friend of mine, he's in his 80s, and he's moving around better than I do. I ain't got to be 80 yet. So, and my aunt, she just died. She was 95. So they're living a longer time, which they didn't think was possible, but we're doing it. And a lot of it has to do with the mindset, the mind that you have, why you're eating. Why are you eating? We're back to the main topic again, why are you eating? But at this particular time, before we get all the way back into the main topic, okay, I want to take a minute and give a shout out to some of the people who are on the radio who are doing a good job out there, keeping us informed about what's going on. I do this every one and a half an hour, you know, and we're there right now. So I'm gonna go ahead and jump into the commercial. The commercial takes about 5 minutes, so bear with me, Rob, as I give back a little bit to the community that's been given to us, okay? Now, remember, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, just press 1, and I'll let you in, and you can make your comment. Even if you just want to give a shout-out, you know, that'll be fine, too, okay? This is Elohim Five Tribes Radio Presents. Elohim Speaks from 8 to 9 p.m. at Philadelphia time. The call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. Monday, we talk about health. Tuesday, we talk about history. Wednesday, we talk about politics. Thursdays, economics. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we enter the religious vibe. We're trying to wake you up about what's going on with Source Energy from the Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. And then we talk about the Bible on 3 days. All right? I mention the Bible almost every day. Like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. We do not mention your name when you call when you press 1 on your phone, unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout out, please feel free to do so. Now, I've released a CD, Gospel CD, 911, Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. The link is CD Baby/CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim 10 Tracks. Jesus is coming, and all my songs will come up on YouTube. You can listen to them and check them out. We ask ourselves, if Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb. So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. That child you're dumping just might be the one to get us out of this mess that we're in. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. And guys, don't forget, it takes two to make them. It takes two to take care of them. So hang in with the sisters on those babies, okay? And I'm going to have to say now, sisters, you hang in with the guys, because some of the sisters are leaving the babies with the guys, and the guys are stepping up, you know? And I got to stick my chest out because, they're doing a pretty good job with them babies too, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come. It's on CD, and you also can get it you can get in book form as well. You know, you can check out Amazon. We're there on Amazon. You can find us. Also, I'm in the gold business, so I'm dealing with carry bars. We buy and sell gold. So if you want more information about the gold, just call 215-758-1703 or email me at elchristalahem@gmail.com. That's elchristalahem@gmail.com. And you can drop me a little message if you want, okay? And https://elchristalahem.website.com/website. That will take you to my website, okay? You just type in my email address, .website/website. And that'll take you to my website. You can check out what's going on with my website. I'd like to give a shout out to Hollis Butler for his book When Locks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces. I'd also like to give a shout out to Legacy of a Nation, hosted by Brother Mack and Son. Comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I'd like to give a shout-out to our sister, Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word. I like the words she speaks. That spoken word is pretty good. So just go ahead and check out on YouTube. I'd also like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor, and the reason why I mention her is because I'm a spiritual advisor, too. We did a spiritual reading on each other, and she was pretty good. I must admit, she was pretty good, because I'm a pretty good judge of that, you know? So you can catch her on YouTube. That's Nikki Love Unam on YouTube. And her call-in number is 909-749-8626, okay? You can also go to her website at Wunam and Dinkra.com. I had to practice that a few times because I messed it up yesterday. So that's Wunam and Dinkra.com, okay? And you'll be able to catch her out on her website, all right? And I also like to give a shout out for Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNACL 1918 and 1929. Of the world, we meet every week for more information. Contact President Mark P. at UNIA 267-822-2320, and I need some more information about that. Okay. Now we're also talking about the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. That's so if you want some land in Africa, want to know more about land in Africa, you can call RBG Industries. They make designer clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit, or land, call 609-638-5828. I got one of those suits, and I love it. I love every minute of it. I'd like to give a shout-out to Safemore Electronics. The call-in number is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5. That's my son's company, and I checked out his electric work. He does pretty good. He put a couple lights in for me. We have a new listener. We have a security company. And the number, he's looking for people that if you don't have a job, you're looking for work, just call this number, 336-988-8638. If you're looking for a job in security, I heard the pay is good out there. So and I also like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton. He writes under the name Yesterday's Child. He has 6 CDs on the market. Actually, it's 7 now. I got to make that update. He's also on CD Baby. You can type in Yesterday's Child. And you can catch him on YouTube under Yesterday's Child. More information on Mr. Thornton. He also did background on my song, 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout-out to Teletech Learning Academy. That's my daughter's company. She's a licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school, who will soon be a doctor. So if I just think you know who I'm going to call, right? I ain't calling Ghostbusters. I'm going to call them Teletech. She has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-638-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Your email address is Teletech Learning Academy. at gmail.com. Instagram is Taylor_Tots_LA. That's her Instagram account. I also have to give a shout out to our resident naturopathic healer, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. Now, Dr. Paul, when you call him, he's offering, he'll send you out a text message with herbs and all that stuff that you can get. And he's offering that because he sent me one. It's pretty good, okay? Also, you got Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, nobody deserves to be sick. Call these guys, and don't worry. Be healthy, okay? Now, if you missed the number, if you want me to go back over the number, just press 1 on your dial, and that will let me know. That there's something that you want to say or if you have a shout-out or something, and I'll go back over the number for you and give you the number because I went through everything kind of fast. I know 5 minutes of commercial, you know. We only used to 30 seconds on TV, so 5 minutes is a long time. But I like to get everybody in. I like to get back to, you know, to some of the people who are on the air all the time, you know, working hard trying to get some right information to you so that you can have some kind of knowledge of what's going on around the world, okay? And these people do that diligently. I don't charge nobody for the commercials. So if you have a company and you want me to drop a shout-out for you, you know, we can do that too. And I'm on air every day. So now let's get back to the subject, you know. 3 meals a day versus the 1 meal a day. That's the actual topic. But now, when we start dealing with 3 meals a day, 1 meal a day, it's not about how many times a day that you're eating. It's about what you're eating, the times that you eat. And that's what it's all about. So we're going to do a little recap here, okay? the question is, I'm just going to run through all the questions. I talked about all the questions. So if you have a comment about one of the questions, just press 1 on your dial, and I'll open up your mic, and you can make your comment. Other than that, I'll just keep going on about the questions, and I'll just go on to the next things that we're going to be talking about for this portion of the show, okay? The question is, why are you eating? Do you think about that? Okay. Are you eating to gain weight? Are you eating to live longer? Are you eating to stay healthy? Are you eating to make the perfect cell that is talked about? Are you eating because somebody told you that you had to eat? So as long as you're eating something, you don't care whether it's cookies, cake, cotton candy, as long as something's going in your mouth, you don't care what it is. Somebody told you you got to eat, so you're eating. And then it says, why does the Bible not prescribe flesh for you to eat? That's in Genesis 1:29. For those Bible thumpers out there, you're not supposed to be eating flesh. The Bible says, I've given you herbs and seed, grain, plants for meat. Okay, Genesis 1:29. Go look it up. You know, that's why later on in the Bible says you're not supposed to give up meat. You know, and they take that and run with it. They eating pork and chitlins and everything out there, thinking that flesh is meat. But the Bible don't prescribe meat as flesh. Don't describe flesh as meat. It says flesh. And then it talks about meat. When it's talking about meat, it's talking about vegetables. So you got to talk about, well, I want to be vegan. I want to be a vegetarian. Like it's something new. It's been in the book for a couple thousand years. All right? But somebody who has you reading the book don't have you reading the book, don't have you understanding what you read. You're reading stuff and don't even know what you're reading. You're supposed to be following the book, but we're not following the book. We're following the preachers, following our ministers, but you're supposed to be reading things for yourself. Some of those preachers out there are pretty good guys. You know, they take you into that book and they'll explain some pretty good things to you. Some of them are just after the dollars. Some of them ask you for a copy of your bank statement when you sign on because they want that 10%. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying that all the preachers are leading you astray. I'm not saying that because you got some pretty smart guys out there, okay? But you have to study for yourself. That's the key to this whole thing. That's the key to longevity. That's the key to your life. That's the key to living, okay? Now, I see you have a few callers that jumped in, so I'm just going to explain how you eat perfect self, right? Now, remember, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, if you want to tell us why you're eating, okay, just hit one, and I'll open up your mic, okay? Other than that, I'm gonna keep going through what I got written down here, so I can get everything in, okay? Now, the perfect self, okay? Your stomach is like an oven, and when you put a cake in the oven, you have to have all the ingredients there. If you miss one ingredient, that cake ain't coming out right. It's going to be flat, lopsided, it's going to be dry, it ain't going to be sweet enough, depends on what you leave out. Okay, if you leave out the vanilla, it might not taste just right, all right? The same thing when you're making that perfect cell. The body takes 80 minerals and nutrients. Okay, that's what the body takes. And these five vegetables that I prescribe give you those 80 nutrients, except for you need a little more vitamin A and vitamin B4, okay? I'm going to go through these vegetables again. You take one cup of these vegetables as a meal, all right? Even if you eat something else later on, your body can handle whatever it's processing if you get these five vegetables in at one time. You'd be amazed at how smooth your system will work once you do this, you know? Those five vegetables are collard greens, Brussels sprouts, our green peas, string beans, and broccoli. Those are the five vegetables. To season those vegetables to get the extra vitamin A, use paprika, right, if you like it hot, it's a hot pepper that's the same as the red pepper. I can't think of the name of it right now. But those two, take a teaspoon of that and a teaspoon of sage, okay? And maybe once or twice a week, it won't hurt you to get a little brown rice. I don't recommend a lot of brown rice because rice is a binder, you know? And I got that from Dr. Sadie. But rice is a binder. Rice has a mineral in it that you need that sometimes the body don't produce like it's supposed to, okay? It's not coming to me. Some things are not coming to me right now. But it's the brown rice. Don't eat the white rice. Under no circumstances do you really need to eat the white rice. Eat the brown rice, okay? bran, that's what it is. It's the bran. The brown rice have bran on it, all right? And sometimes you might need a little extra bran in your system, all right? So this diet I'm prescribing now, whether you eat twice a day or three times a day, it don't matter. As long as you eat this every day, your system will refresh and you will begin. Those of us who are getting up in age, you'll see that the gray hair will start to retrogress. your skin, if your skin is coming loose and starting to get a little flabby and saggy, there's up in it, your skin will begin to tighten up. Everything will begin, you begin to actually retrogress the aging process. That will keep you here for those 200 years. Because my goal is to live here for 200 years, okay? You might think I'm crazy, but a few years ago, they said, you're crazy. We can talk about living to be 90. So call me crazy, but when I get to be 200 years old, I hope I can pick up the phone and talk to you guys. This is what I'm saying, you know? So that's the diet that I'm on, okay? And make sure that you don't consume a lot of sugar. That processed sugar is really, really bad for you. They make Jamaican brown sugar, they make out of crystals. Walmart sells one too, but it's not quite as good as the Jamaican brown sugar. It's crystal sugar with the molasses and everything in it, you know. That's better for you. It's processed better, you know. But according to the books that I'm reading, you only need 23 grams of sugar for the whole day, okay? That's like 3 teaspoons of sugar for the whole day. So if you're eating a lot of coffee and all that kind of stuff, you need to have to start taking the coffee and tea without the sugar, right? Also, be careful of the caffeine, all right? Now, here's the problem that I have with caffeine. I'm just talking personally for myself. This problem I have with caffeine. There's conscious energy, conscious information that I get in from source, from the cosmos, right? When I drink coffee, it blocks it. I don't know why it blocks it. I can't explain why it blocks it, but it blocks it. And it takes 3 days for me to get off the caffeine for me to get that conscious energy, that information coming from the cosmos to come back in. It's kind of weird. I don't know why. I'm trying to figure out why that happens too. I know that caffeine and alcohol triggers Alzheimer's, right? The doctors have to catch up with me on that one. But that caffeine, there's something about that caffeine that keeps you from going into your higher self. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know if they say caffeine keeps you awake. It don't keep me awake. It put me to sleep. But the caffeine must have some kind of mind-altering thing in it, the caffeine does. And I'm doing some research on it now. Those of you who are on the line, if you know anything about caffeine and mind-altering and all that, you know, click in. You know, I could use the lessons. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm serious about this 200 years, you know? So this is where I am right now, okay? Now, nobody clicked on, so I'm going to keep on going here, okay? Now, what you need to do, right, okay? Now, we talked about the Breath Area Institute. It'd be good if you can give them a call, right? Ask them some questions about eating the prana substance that's in the air. It's not going to hurt you to call these guys. Ask them how long did it take them to get off food, you know, to be eating this stuff. They used to have a big write-up about it on Channel 10 and all of them. When they first was coming into Philadelphia, they had a big write-up about it, you know, how they were living on just air. They call themselves breatharians, okay? You can type it in, breatharian, go Google it, look it up. You know, if you're interested in becoming more healthy, becoming more consciousness, so that you can see and understand things better, you know, it don't hurt to find out more information about what's going on and how these guys function, okay? Now, I've talked to them, right? I called them, I asked them different questions about different things, but I'd rather you ask them yourself. Get it directly from the horse's mouth. That will be better than coming from me, because I'm not a breatharian. You know what I mean? I'll be eating my vegetables. And I got people calling me. I don't know why they're calling me instead of the show. But I'm not a breatharian, okay? I deal with the 1 meal a day. And I eat those 5 vegetables that I talk about. And I'm not strictly on the 1 meal a day, because I do take a munchie every now and then. Mostly it'd be fruit that I munch on. During the day, I might eat a little fruit or something like that there, you know, watermelon, oranges, and bananas. Those are the 3 fruits that I like to eat on, you know. But there's so much that you can do, so much that you can get into health-wise, okay? Now, as far as the protein, Now the protein, oh boy, now we got about 10 minutes left. So the protein, the different nutrients, they work together, you know. I was supposed to go into that, but I don't have that segment pulled up. But the protein and stuff, the proteins, the carbs, everything works together to produce that perfect cell. That's why you need all those things in your system at the same time when you eat. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do at this particular point, I see my faithful friend on the line. I'm going to allow him to get in here and give you some information about what he's going to do this weekend on his show. You know, I need to get to him a little extra time because he's so diligent. He's there every Saturday. He's there. It seems like without fail. So, 1929. Okay. There seems to be a problem here. Oh, boy. I don't know why nobody's getting in. I have a problem with the switchboard here. Okay, my switchboard's not working properly. Okay. I'm just making noise now. I don't get it. 1929, I don't know if you can still hear me, but if you get knocked off, come back on the air, okay? So let's see if he'll call back in. I don't know what's wrong with the switchboard. That's probably why people are calling me instead of the switchboard. There's something wrong with the switchboard. There's something wrong with the board. You know, they might be getting busy signals out there or something. I know the board is pretty lit up. Maybe that's why nobody's chimed in, because the board's not working properly. So 1927 didn't call back in. So there must be a problem with the line. I'm going to have to get with the radio people to find out exactly what that is so we can correct this problem so that tomorrow we don't have the same problem. If I can't fix the problem, that might not be on the air for a couple of days. Unbelievable. I'm just getting started back here, you know. okay, 4432. If you can hear me, press 1 on your dial. Let's see if somebody else could get in. Okay, 4432 didn't press 1. If they press 1, it's not showing up. So that must be why people are calling me. And, so I'm having a problem here. Okay. The switchboard not coming up. It acted a little funny when I tried to get on the air earlier. I don't know if you can still hear me or not out there, but 4432 is still on the air. So I'm assuming that he can still hear me at least. Now I understand why people are calling me and not calling into the switchboard. Okay, 1927, never called back in. When I try to open up his mic, you heard this click, 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 click. I don't know what that is, you know. At any rate, we are at the part of the show where I really want everybody to begin teaching their children, talking to their children about health, what they're supposed to be eating and stuff like that there, you know, and about the 3-meal-a-day diet or 1-meal-a-day diet. But for that, you have to actually go and learn something about the stuff itself, you know. I knocked 1927 off, and he didn't get back on. So, yeah, there is a problem. Okay, and a switchboard is getting ready to go dead. There's discrepancy in the time, because I noticed that when I first switched on, I had, it said it was going to go live in 5 seconds, but there was still another minute or so before it actually went on the air. So there's a difference in time. I have to check out and see what's going on. Oh, boy. Every time I get started, something happens. But anyway, we only got about 4 minutes left. So what I like to do is just go over just a couple of things. You know, Genesis 1:29. If you go and read that, if you have Bibles, go and read that, and it will tell you that you're not supposed to be eating flesh. It tells you what's prescribed for you. If you read a little further, tell you that at one time the animals didn't eat each other either. They were eating now vegetables. All of them were eating vegetables. Now, that was kind of interesting, okay? But what you have to do is think about why you're eating. Are you eating to gain weight? Are you eating a bit longer? Are you eating to stay healthy? Just think about why you're eating, okay? Now, I'm asking different people to click on one to see if the switchboard, if I can get somebody in here, because 19 which comments, we lost him. So we're having problems with the switchboard today. Hopefully I'll have it fixed by tomorrow, okay? So just think about why you're eating, and that will determine what you're eating. That's what the show is about today, because we don't know what we should be eating because we don't know why we're eating. Are you eating to gain weight? Are you eating a little longer? Are you eating to lose weight? Are you eating to stay healthy, you know? Just why are you eating? That will determine what you're eating. And the question on the board was the 3-meal-a-day diet versus the 1-meal-a-day diet. It doesn't matter whether you eat 3 meals a day or 1 meal a day. The biggest thing is what are you eating? Because you got people that eat junk food all day long. They eat, for instance, now here's the horrible thing about the 3-meal-a-day diet. They have you eat your breakfast. You get your eggs and your potatoes and your bacon, all that protein and starch, okay? You eat that. Then in the afternoon, you have some turkey sandwich or something like that, more protein, more starch. Then in the evening, you have maybe you have broccoli, you have broccoli and another potato and a large steak and some juice or something, you know? That meal, those 3 meals do not give you the proper nutrients that you need to create the perfect cell, because the body reproduces those, all every cell in the body reproduces every 7 years. And if you're constantly eating where the body can't produce the perfect cell, you're going to be sick. It takes a long time for the body to break down because the body is really strong. But by the time you're 30 or 40, you're in trouble. You got all kinds of diseases and stuff because you're not eating properly, right? So I mentioned the 5 vegetables that we should be eating, and that will get us into proper cell manufacturing. Because we're supposed to be eating to manufacture that perfect cell, so that you're not bringing in defective cells when you eat. Now, see, 1927 didn't get back on the line, so I'm having trouble with the switchboard. So, when you call in tomorrow, I'll find out what's wrong with the switchboard, and we'll be able to interact a little better, okay? We got quite a few people in the house. One of our people calling me. They're calling me because they can't get in, all right? So I'll figure out what that is tomorrow, and then I tried to open up Max. I tried to open up his mic, but it wouldn't open. So I cut him off the line and hoping that he would call back. But he's trying to figure out what's wrong himself, you know, okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to slowly close out here. But I suggest those that called in late, call a little earlier tomorrow, you know, and get the full gist of what's going on. Because tomorrow, we dealt with health today. I think we're dealing with history tomorrow. And mostly when we deal with history, it's Black history that we're dealing with, because we're not getting enough of our history. So I'm going to be giving them some pretty good tidbits on the history tomorrow. So call in tomorrow, find out more about the history, and I'm going to fix the board. And in the meantime, I'm going to do a closing assertion because we're going to go off the... Yeah. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Remember, you reap what you sow, physically and mentally. So what you think about, you're bringing about. Be mindful what you think. Don't think about what you don't want. Only think about what you want, because the universe only hears what you're thinking. If you're constantly thinking about what you don't want, that's what you're going to get. So think about what you want, and that's what you're going to receive. You're going to receive what you want. Now, at this point, we're done for today. Now, remember, tomorrow we're back at the same time, 8 o'clock. We're talking about history from 8 to 9, okay? Remember, love is and always will be the answer, okay? This is Elohim, and much love. I'll talk to you tomorrow.